make them hear you. Make them hear.
This is Make Them Hear You, explaining how you can have your voice heard before Congress. There are several traditional methods of communicating to your elected representatives, including signing petitions, sending emails, phoning, sending postcards, visiting your congresspeople, and talking to their aides, either locally or in Washington, D.C., letters to the editor, town hall meetings for anyone but Cory Gardner, and more. But there's a new method I'd like to talk about today, and that is social media. Social media is addictive, as many of us know. Even if we keep it under control, we all have friends and family members who send us 4 or 5 posts a day. It's common for us to look for that little reward we get, that tiny psychological boost of endorphins we get by being liked. Well, guess what? Politicians are human beings too, and often they are driven by the need to be noticed and responded to even more than the rest of us. And every major politician has an active Facebook page and or Twitter feed. They can send out information about their latest visit with a veterans group or the tour of a family farm in some rural area. They put out pictures of their kids and grandkids to show that they are good family men and women. Now, I have made over a dozen visits to congressional offices this year. I always see an aide, and usually they say they will pass on my information to the congressperson or senator. It's a one-way communication. I rarely get anything more than a boilerplate letter in response. I know these visits are not useless, but I know that the aides and the handlers are also running all of our communications through filters. Senator Cory Gardner probably has the most filters of any of our congresspeople, and right now, he is helping decide the fate of 1/6 of the U.S. economy and the lives and health and financial foundations of tens of millions of Americans as he and a handful of other Republican senators decide the fate of our health care system behind closed doors. But in spite of the advice of his handlers, he keeps on reading the many Facebook comments people write in response to anything he posts. Many of them are insulting and crude, but many more are thoughtful and make important points. When Gardner posts a family picture, people will tell him things like, "I know you love your family, and I'm glad they all have good health care. Please be sure all of us get the kind of care for our loved ones your family currently enjoys." It appears to be a way to directly communicate with our congresspeople, even when they slam the doors shut on town hall meetings. For that matter, Donald Trump often bans tweeters on his Twitter account, so you know he reads at least some of his Twitter reactions. Melanie and Ivanka have their own Facebook pages and Twitter accounts. Some people are liking and following the entire Trump family so they can let their voices be heard in this way. If you'd like to share your health care ideas with Senator Cory Gardner or communicate directly with Donald Trump, liking and following these people on social media may be a new avenue of direct communication. I'm Chris Moore, and this is Make Them Hear You.